Well, the project was really innovating the audit and integrity applications and using big data to do that. This was innovative for us because it's using non-standard technology. We usually deal with mainframes, relational databases, and things like that. We had to go completely outside of our normal scope to be able to process billions and billions of records of data very quickly. So we were able to bring in some very interesting and new data software to process these. And we started real small. What we did is just start with one PC and then go up real quickly to the next set and the next set for very low cost. So it was, we were trying to do this very efficiently with a small amount of budget and a small team.
Talk a little bit about that approach, because you use Hadoop, you use some, if you will, I know during the presentation on Thursday, you talked about we found some quote-unquote excess servers we just kind of threw together. Talk about the approach.
Well, it's actually desktop PCs, because after warranty, what we do is we recycle old desktop PCs. So what we did is we wanted to test out this new technology. As they were going out the door, we just grabbed them and said, okay, we're going to borrow these, we're going to use these to test out the technology and see how it goes. So we started with one, went up to six for $50, then went up to 26 for $3,000. And at that point, we were processing 60 times faster than our multi-million dollar mainframes, which is taking hours to minutes.
Let me turn to Anne. The goal behind this is just better processing of data so you could see where potential improper payments are happening, or?
We definitely are trying to prevent improper payments and detect and deter fraud and misuse. But this opened up a whole world of analytics and big data to the Social Security Administration. We have lots and lots and lots of data. And so this was a way for us to begin to explore new architecture to be able to find anomalies, to predict situations much more quickly than we've been able to do in the past.
Ron, let me turn back to you. When it comes to the difference this is making, give me a sense. You said process information more quickly, but what's the end result of that, being able to process more quickly?
The end result is we're able to search across a huge amount of data using any field that we want. If we want to search on your name, your address, your social security number, your phone number, we can do that very quickly and across billions and billions of records. So then we're able to look for anomalies, take those anomalies, build them into our knowledge base, and then we can do in-stream real-time processing of transactions looking for issues. The same way that your bank does when you use your credit card out of state or anything like that. We can do the same type of thing at Social Security now.
What kind of benefits are you seeing from this technology? Is it, as you described, understanding the data better, or are you actually processing more quickly, helping people get their benefits, you know, faster, more correctly?
Right now, what it's all about is protecting the data. And we not only can do it faster, but much less expensive. Right now, we're looking at $13 a gigabyte for storage costs. With this new technology, we can do it for 18 cents, not only storing the data, but also processing it. And you get the economies of scale with the huge processing speeds.
When you guys went down this path, and let me turn to you for a sec, was there some concerns, or some challenges? You said, you know, was there any hesitation to go down this path initially?
The concern was we had a problem first, which is we had a lot of data and we couldn't search through it timely and take action on it as quickly as we needed to take on it. So, you know, that was like our number one motivator for trying to do this. But secondly, you know, we do have to protect the data, and we're looking for ways to avoid problems from happening, you know, as opposed to waiting till after the fact and finding out that you have an issue, and then that causes a lot of time and energy to go after a situation and say, okay, we've had a fraudulent incident and now we have to follow up on it. We want to prevent it in line before it actually becomes a problem.
Ron, where does this go next? Getting recognition like this is great, but what's the long-term vision for this program?
The long-term vision is to increase the usage of this, to be able to do predictive analytics, to be able to store all the data in one place so it's easier to access for everyone inside the SSA community, and to be able to start pushing advanced analytics out there, looking at different algorithms that we can do very quickly, and really just increase the capacity of all the people in SSA to look at data quickly, along with preventing fraud and all those things.
Is this being used only by the people worried about fraud and audits, or is this being used more broadly across SSA, or can it be maybe in the future?
Well, the initial use case was for audit and integrity, to prevent fraud and to be able to detect anomalies. But now we're looking at the whole data lake aspect, where we don't have to have silos of information. We can put it all in one place, normalize the data, and then make it available. We don't have competing sets of data that way. So when somebody asks a question, then they can go to the one place and get the answer instead of transforming it over and over again, possibly getting different answers. So that's what we're looking for in the future.
And SSA, I'll be honest with you here, is not known for its innovation sometimes. You guys maybe get an unfair rap when you talk about your mainframes and the COBOL, people who still program in the 50-year-old code. But what does this mean for you guys being recognized not only by ACT-IAC, but also the fact is how much success you are having? What does this mean broadly for SSA?
It's a step in the right direction. One of the things that SSA has done very well for many, many years is protect its data. We're not in the limelight when it comes to issues necessarily, but it gives us the tools that we need moving forward to be much more aggressive in that protection. And it opens up a whole new world for us in addressing more than just fraud and abuse, but looking at ways that we can look at service to the customer in different ways than we've done today, because SSA has had, pretty standard field operations, and, with the changes going on with employees and the budget cuts and the things like that, we need to find ways to get to our user base more quickly, efficiently, effectively, and using a big data solution in the future may help us in that regard.
Ron.
If I could just add real quickly, what we're doing also is, as we start moving services out to the public, we have to make sure that the interaction between us and the public stays secure, which gets increasingly complicated when you have all the hacks like the one that was announced today with Anthem Health. 80 million people just lost all their information to the hacker. So we have to make sure that we on our side can not only protect our data from that, but then also when people have their data compromised, then we can detect that internally through fraud patterns and make sure that who we're dealing with, who we think we're dealing with, really is that person.
Ron, what does it mean from your perspective as the person who's running the program that you're recognized, again, by ACT-IAC for innovation? What does this do for you in terms of, does it give you that encouragement? Does it give you that momentum to be more innovative and continue forward?
Right, it does. It started out as a very small team, very small budget, very dedicated people. They work very hard on this. They work late nights, weekends, trying to get this done. And as we get recognized for this, then that expands throughout the agency and probably across agencies. We'll be able to help them as well. But it really starts fostering that sense of innovation is good within this place, and we can do things that we haven't done before.
Have you talked to other agencies about this setup? I mean, I imagine CMS, a partner of yours, may be interested. I imagine Treasury. I imagine you could probably name a lot of agencies who may be interested in borrowing, begging, stealing from you guys.
Well, we've had initial conversations with CMS, who are on a similar path with us in using this technology. Some of the IC community, we've had informal contacts because they can't really tell us too much. But we expect to be talking to a lot of the different agencies about what we're doing.
Going forward, what's next in this program? What do you see as the next step for you guys, whether it's with this technology or just more broadly around ensuring that the money's spent properly, you can use the data to make good decisions?
Definitely moving forward, we want to take the technology and be able to use it in other cases. And a lot of the focus is going to be on the collection of the data, the reporting of the data, and just making sure that we've met the goals that we were seeking to meet.